thus.
Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's
888-249-1425. Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat? Round and round, I told you go. That sound and make it, you hit the flow. Go boom. I'm gonna take you to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
Peace out, BNP. We fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain tree, make it rock it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rock it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree.
Ain't afraid pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get those pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. And in Georgia, I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die, you be cute, LOC, Three Pernas, yeah.
Money
ain't a thing. BKP and T, all the ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame pick, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
And in my shirt, cause I'm just popping like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me touch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be yelling out for me over everything. Money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all the feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking. It's about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
welcome to the Jump Off Mix Show. I've been back for a minute, I've been gone for a minute, but now I'm back. And this is how we're launching off again.
Man,
my big double tour, but I'm back in the UK right now.
Real job.
We're kicking off the show with brand new from Drake, that is Headlines.
Let's do it.
And today, trust me, I've got a whole heap of new music coming up for you. Some brand new dancehall rhythms, some wicked new hip hop. We're going to keep it moving straight away. It's all about the music right here. For the next 2 hours, I'm bringing you the biggest and best hip hop and dancehall music.
Hey, yo, what up? It's the one only Barack O'Drama, Mr. Thanksgiving, DJ Drama. Right now, you locked in a DJ Double. It's the Jump Off Mix Show.
DJ Drama.
Whoa. Yo, where they do that? Radio is in the building, man. Get your mind right. And keep the rhyme tight. You know what it is.
Trigger, nigga.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Oh my god, when they can't see the ass up on that brush. Dum, da da dum, 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 that food is so retarded. And when it comes to this R&B shit, I'm the hardest. Yeah.
Regardless,
you're the one, you know me, I do my thing with the women.
Yeah.
Make a body purr when I'm touching on a kitten.
Yeah.
Booty so round, waist so skinny. Hit it on the balcony with your face to the cedar. Face so pretty, heels so high that I face your titties. Mouth so dry, I can taste your titties. Girl, I'ma hit it right, half fake, no biggie. Oh my, I'm so high. Come and be one of Tremaine's angels, fly. Sky is the limit, I've been fly for a minute. And a girl can't pass, so rewind it a minute.
Yeah.
I want you on my team. We be like Dollar Sheen.
Yeah.
Winning this life for sinning, where women be liking women. And men is like ripening lemons. I will when I pass by. Wait till I'm in them denim.
Come and hit that ass,
club. G-Town rapping till I die, ho.
chilling on the top floor. Go.
You're the one,
real talk, boy. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know
now that's how we make a remix.
Real talk. This is WGD GA Radio.
Locked in the DJ Double. It's the Jump Off Mix Show.
Full of killers, no one to say, no escalate, full of drugs. New EC to the back, half a rack for a snap back. Don't leave us on the coupe, talking black.
tune in the background right now is for Diesel Fluid. That's from Method Man, Trife Diesel, and Capadonna. Something for my real hip hop fans right there.
We don't play. Yeah, 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 you already know. It's your boy Dutch New York, and I'm here with DJ Double in a jump off mix show. Y'all gonna give up on the fuck.
Yes,
y'all
gonna turn over control of the bottom. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
New track right here from Dutch New York.
It's
an independent artist. The one I found online. He's based in New York, of course. Skilled lyricist right here. The hip-hop crew is still doing it for you right now. The jump-off mix show. Let's do this.
I told them niggas say my name when they ready. Saw me hit my water stove, all they hear my hold is steady. The niggas talking cake, but they ain't talking about that Betty. They ain't talking about that Sarah Lee. I'm heavy, so he's a Leslie. They said he's deadly, they're really ain't no pressy. Bitches damn is repressive, they guess, and I got that Getty. First of my niggas Benny, they catch him all in that Chevy. Won't worry about plenty, I'm in and out that deadly. Silent. I treat the hip like you're vomiting. Get your teeth up out the leaks, yeah. Super sonic, bitch, the street nigga. Yeah, I'm stuck in Hollywood. Niggas just a flippin' new. Fuck a type of way, we won't acknowledge it. I know my DNA is in them. Got more children than I thought I did. Got to start a orphanage. Niggas still waiting, and they can step inside my orphanage. Watch me lead them niggas with the rest of all the carpets. They tell me shit, but we ain't listening. He ain't talking money, he ain't getting it. Nigga, my whole crew was flat with me. I got two facts with me.
Yo.
For all y'all don't know, that's my man, you know what I'm saying, Dutch New York. Real talk, I'm coming in live with my man DJ Double. You Craig in the building, man.
They talking shit with me. They talking money, they talking money.
WTDTA Radio. You are locked in live to WTDTA Radio. That's my man DJ Double from the Ukraine holding it down. Yo, this is Friday night. It is Labor Day weekend. Real talk, you got to definitely get in where you fit in on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do is dial a number, which is 347-934-0318. Press 1 on the dial if you're there. We got 22 million people live hanging on your every word. So we're going to definitely make sure that the word comes in loud and clear. So real talk, yo, if you want to definitely catch the best feed going today, yo, and the clarity of where they do that radio, hit us up. you know what I'm saying, for the best feed that's out there, you know, so you can go to www.ustream.tv/channel/SP Network, where we're twerking it, working it, doing whatever we got to do to make sure it's coming in loud and clear to a hood near you. Real talk, it is what it is. The time is 9:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're definitely on the grind. You already know what it is. Call me now.
What's happening? What's up? What up, boy? Legion the Legend, man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glance Radio. That's where they do that at radio. That's straight dog, B-Dub, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Like giving up, you made the biggest mistake you ever made. Trying to convince yourself she's coming back,
but she walks up out the door.
The truth is she can't put up with you
anymore. Your heart's about to break, cause you're way too late to get her back. And now she's gone.
I think that she needs time to get her right. Couple of nights and she'll be home, but you're wrong, she's gone.
One of the biggest things I found out in this recent campaign is that there are forces in this, just like there's in every war, there's two opposing sides. There's a side that's trying to draw towards a level of righteousness, and there's a side that is bent on continuing to carry on tyranny, the good and the evil, the yin and the yang. And each side feels justified in what they do and how they politic and how they bring about this level of quote-unquote bureaucracy or democracy or whatever you want to put behind it. It's hypocrisy to me to expect that you can just sit back and watch all of this like you watch your favorite movie and so forth, and then when it's over, you can just hit the reset button or rewind. And it's not that way. Life doesn't work that way in the capacity of what I'm trying to say. Right now, you're in a position where if you don't make a choice has already been made for you.
Wake up. ditch for a second. You know what time it is. You know what it is. You know what it is. Radio.
I know how thick you felt when we both ready to die. Same old problems. Letting bullshit slide. In the same places. I'm working and cutting the same places. Just dirty laces. Sick of the white man. Top of the total hope. Kids out my head. Ain't gonna stand me. Let me go. I feel like Bobby Brown with the biggest provocative. Tired of struggle. Tired of being positive. Tired of selling drugs. Ball out with the fucking club. Getting the first shade. Stage for some goofy love. I'm tired of behaving and not slapping the perpetrators. I'm tired of liars, tired of bitches, tired of player haters. Tired of rappers who started shit last week. Requests on my space, all rapping on white beats. I'm tired of whisper thinking, tired of being a nice guy. This is what it sounds like, right?
I'm tired of the
sound
on the wrong side of the track. I'm tired of the sound on the wrong side of the track.
Record companies, studios, traveling, man. I'm ready to fuck back for a minute. Tired of thinking what I could have, should have, would have did. Seeing the best things in the hand of another kid. Like my kids don't want it. They don't deserve the best. Can't financially, I verbally get it off my chest. Tired of issues with baby mamas and finances. This is up me dying in the back of an ambulance. Tired of writing raps with no respect payment for it. Around the switch rapping, I'm hollering, and it's hard knowing. I don't kiss no ass, I get blackballed. Tired of being happy, well, not exactly, not at all. Tired of smoking weed, tired of drinking alcohol. Sending off my demo, never getting a phone call. Tired of hearing big, why you not on BT? Everybody asking dead, like this shit is up to me. Tired of feeling this way, tired of writing songs about it. Everybody say my future bright, tired of doubting.
Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect. He's perfect. Everybody has forgotten about Bush. They don't even think Bush was in office. You can't even find anybody that even voted for him. It took Bush 12 years, actually 8, with his daddy, just to destroy the nation, and no one remembers. Bush did whatever he wanted to do, and you white folks just loved it. You didn't care. He tricked you with that Homeland Security bullshit. He took your white freedom. You white folks think you're free? Take your white ass to the airport. Go on over there. They got people questioning you that can't even speak English. Can I see your passport? My passport? Can I see your green card? You can't even say passport. Take your shoes off. Take your drawers off. Go on over there. You think you're free, white, and 21? Take your white ass over there. Go on over there. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. That's because that man hid that shit in his shoe. Thinking he'd have stuck it up his ass, it'd be a different airport, right?
And you know this. And you know
man.
This. You know man.
Yo, real talk, you know what it is. This is WTDGA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game, all that, and then some in a bag of chips. Yo, let's go to the line to see what's up, to see what's happening, see where you're doing it at. Because today is a new day. Real talk it is. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening.
When we was in that city, remember I said, I said, the way that melody is, he gonna have it hard. I said, but you can always mess up. It's always a possibility. Hello? Am I on?
Oh, call the last four digital numbers 5610. I hear you over there politicking and kicking. What's up? What's happening with you, man?
What's going on, Jay? It's Legion. I didn't know I was on. I'm over here talking about this beat.
I hear you, man. What's good with you? What's happening, man?
Nothing, man. Like I was saying, I'm working on more songs. I'm, you know, finished up like two today, and I'm about to get it in and try to wrap up like another two, trying to get into this football, and after that, it's Call of Duty. So,
hey, what's up? That's happening, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm liking the joints, and my peoples, they definitely had a chance to listen to a little bit of it, so they like, yo, that's what's up. So they definitely feeling it. So, real talk.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it.
I mean, you already know what it is, man. I got a lot of new listeners on the line. We got a lot of folks definitely getting in where they fit in, getting prepped for this Labor Day weekend. You know what I'm saying? College football going to be in full effect. Everything's going to be popping off this weekend. But, yo, in the midst of all that, I want everybody to understand. It's all about you guys, man. It's about the artists cranking it out, holding it down, doing what they do, man. So I got you locked in. I just want to get all them fans up.
You getting ready to hear a lot of great music. A lot of great music. And then on top of that, you know, whatever it is that I say on the sideline as far as documentaries or speaker events, you know, it's going to be some real talk on that end too. So just look for the complete package.
All right, man. I already know what's going to be out of it. You know, Phil, but I'm going to get back to work. Yo.
Hey Jay, if you can run that Friday, run that weekend.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna do just that. I think I got a triple chamber. So run that weekend before the night is done. Real talk. Y'all already know what it means. This is WTDGA. So the real doing what they do. We got them calling in, checking in. So I'm gonna run down the line, man. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing it at. Man, real talk. Yo, call us on last four digits. Your number is 9080. You're definitely in the building on WTDTA Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Hey, yo, what's good, J-Dog? It's your boy, Cool Greg.
What's up? What's good with you, man?
Ain't not much, man. Matter of fact, I ain't even going to lie. I'm down here with y'all niggas right now. I just arrived down here not too long ago. I'm down here in South Carolina. I'm going to be in the A, Sunday? I'm going to be down there.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just touched in South Carolina today. I'm down here at some little condo. I don't even know what this y'all called, but I'm enjoying myself, man. Just chilling for Labor Day weekend, man. Just trying to catch more new sounds, more new people, just doing music and everything and shit. Everything, man. Just trying to do everything, man.
Hey, that what's up, man. That's what it's about. It's about networking, getting it in where you fit in, man, because, yo, that's what makes them roar go around, movers and shakers, man, because movers and shakers are the real heartbreakers. They're the ones that definitely tell it like it is. You know what I'm saying? They do what they got to do. But, yo, you definitely at the right place. You could be heading to the A. You heading to the right place because, man, this weekend's going to be off the dachshund, man, for real. But what I hear, all the problem, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. You better holler at your girl V-Dub and get at her because, yo, she is on it. Yo. All the way around, like four flat tires. So definitely, man, definitely get at her because she can definitely plug you in to what's up, what's happening, where they doing it at up here in the A, man, for real. That was up. What's up? Yeah, man, that's what's up. But definitely, well, I got you locked in, man. What you want to let them fans know what's up, what's good with you guys, man?
Man, ain't not much, man. Just doing more music. Oh, yeah. I forgot about how did you like that surprise? Even though it wasn't that much of a surprise, but it was all right. And
yeah,
then she came out of
Yo, I love that shit, man. Yo, my man Sheen, man, real man. I'm waiting for them joints, yo. I'm waiting for them joints, man. Damn it, yo. I ain't got them yet. And I'm like, yo, what's up? What's good, man? Because I already know, man. Man, I ain't got it, yo. I done checked my email like 1,300 times, yo. Hit the spam and everything, yo. Did you send it to where they do that at, radio@gmail.com, or did you send the GamerZone 36?
Oh, I sent it to your Twitter joint.
Oh, no wonder I ain't got it. It's in the Twitter joint. Man, damn it, yo. Damn it, yo. I need to find it. I'm finna find it.
I'm gonna get it to your email,
yeah.
Definitely. Oh, shit. And Sheen, he couldn't even, he was on the train when he was talking and all that shit, so he also told me to let y'all know, because he had got cut off, I guess. That's why he ain't called back in, but told me to let y'all know, you know, shout out to everybody. Like, everybody doing real music, because as y'all already heard, I mean, he don't like fake music. He don't like niggas saying they doing one thing, and for real, like, it's a whole different thing going on. You see what I'm saying? If you're going to make
music, right.
Make music. You know what I mean? Make music. Make real music. Like, and,
that's right. Make the music that reflects who you truly are, man. Keep it all the way trill. That's all we ask, man. You know, it's not a tall pill to swallow. It's really just the realness, you know. We thrive on realness, so we, you know, hey, I feel him all the way down like 4 flat tires. Do real music, man, because that's what this thing is about, giving the world the alternative to the bullshit that's out there, because there's a lot of bullshit that's out there. Yes, yes, I mean, you ain't got to look real far to see and hear the bullshit. If you don't take J-Dawg's word for it. You know what I'm saying? When we get done with the broadcast tonight, just cut on your local radio station for the bullshit. You heard
right.
It. You ain't got to go far to look for it. You cut on your TV, you'll see the bullshit. I mean, it is what it is. Come on, man. We got to definitely, you know. So I'm still the team all the way around. It is what it is, man. So definitely. I love that surprise. Real talk. Hope you get a chance to call in tonight, man. Real talk. We got a lot of shit. We're going to be dropping on them. A lot of stuff. We're going to definitely be, you know, really doing, you know, this movement. Today is the day, man. We got some shit lined up now. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Definitely, if you want to get in and get your music exposed, you need to definitely be writing some tracks catering to the video gaming culture, man. If you're a big Halo fan, Call of Duty fan, real talk, you want 10 million plus copying your joints, you need to be in this campaign, man, because, yo, real talk, this is the move. I don't, you know, I posted everything in the magazine. I gave you guys the whole steelo for what
I saw that.
Definitely, man. You caught that magazine article yet?
Yeah, I saw the joint. You had that little game and reality joint, like how you get your music on games, and I think it was Bull Legions on that joint too.
Definitely, man. Y'all, what I'm saying, you got that's the move right now. Local artists right now, take heed. For all y'all that don't know, that are new listeners, Peep Game. You need to definitely check out our latest magazine article on where they do that at magazine, because it's breaking down. Video game music is on a head-on collision with the hip-hop culture. And if you're doing hip-hop music, you need to have this in your itinerary as a major game plan strategy on how to get yourself heard in a major way. So real talk, man, just do what you do. Do what you've been doing. But trust me, when I say folks are listening, folks is listening, they watching, and they ready to sign on the dotted line. And when they sign on the dotted line, checks follow after that. So all I'm saying, I can lead you to water. I can't make you drink it. But real talk, yo, I'm a little thirsty my goddamn self, so I'm trying to get in on that all the way around like 4 flat tires. So, yo, we can't do it without you guys. So, man, hey, you know what you got to do. You know what you got to do, man. Get it together. Matter of fact, made a recent change to the website, which is wtdtaradio.webly.com. Right now, you can also, not only can you just register with Sound Exchange, you can also get your material copyrighted. I want you to understand and know, just because you are registered with ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC, let me clear this up. That does not mean that your content is copywritten. If you do not have a file with the Library of Congress with your content, barcodes, and all that good shit, then you are missing the boat.
Now, we can use Sound Exchange to go capture your back royalties if that very same content that you have on YouTube, Facebook, and so forth is on file with the Library of Congress. See, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC are registered agents, which means their job is to collect royalties in the form of license fees for all those, like myself, like every other radio station across the world and clubs and so forth, that spend corporate material. Yo, you know, you got to do that. But definitely, man, you know what I'm saying? I got it on there. Go to the website, and if you know you need any help, man, real talk. Yay, we doing forums every weekend starting tomorrow. Hit us up, you know. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put the number out there before the night is done, so you can definitely call in, get in the forum. If you're a working artist and you're on contract with us, you need to be involved in these forums so you can definitely get all your paperwork together so you can get paid. You know what I'm saying? Because paperwork is what's gonna get you paid. That's just realness. That's just the way it is. You know, these white boys, they don't cut no checks unless they see some paper. So, I mean, let's get the paper together so we can all get paid and laugh at the bank. You know, go to the bank at the same time and laugh and be like, yo, man, that's what's up. Real talk. You already know what it is. But, yo, hey, if you come into the A, you think you're going to be on Sunday, man? Y'all going to be out here in the A on Sunday, man?
You said what?
I said y'all going to be in the A on Sunday? I said y'all going to be in the A on Sunday.
I ain't leaving until Thursday.
Okay, gotcha. That was up. Definitely, man. Make sure you get up, my girl, V-Dub. Holla at us. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening, man. Real talk. You know, so I'm going to take a couple more callers. I got one more call I got to take right quick before I crank this thing all the way up. But real talk, like I told you, man, y'all got to get in where you fit in because, man, the train is leaving. Yo, man, hit me up. Lock them down. If you know where she ain't at, tell me hit me up. Man, y'all send me that joint. I'm looking for them great A's, man. I want to see what's up. I want to see what's happening. We're going to put it down all the way down like 4 times. Y'all know what it is, man. Y'all know what it is. Definitely, man. Let me take another caller right quick. Real talk on WTDTA Radio is all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding the dime, doing what they do. Yo, caller last week, he was looking at 9297. Yo, you know what it is. Let's get it, man. Who we got checking in on where they do that radio?
Man, this your boy Burt Mark just saying where they do that at. What's happening with you, J-Dog?
Hey, I'm holding it down, man. I'm doing good, man. Yo, back blacker than ever. You already know what it is, man. Holding it down, man.
Straight
up. A little bit better. You know, it is what it is, man. Hey, you know, cold can't keep a good man down. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Okay.
I bounce. You know what I'm saying? So we holding it down, man. Definitely, you know, holding it down, keeping it all the way 100, man. So what's good with you, man?
Well, man, I'm feeling good. First, you know what I mean? Just had to call in and check on in because, well, you're jamming your ass off over there right now. I'm like, God damn. I'm like, man, you got me wanting to step on out and go somewhere. Shit, right now I'm just chilling or what have you, just vibing. I'm like, damn, I'm like, J-Dog about to make me go and grab some drink from somewhere and just cut loose out this motherfucker, bro. You know, so I'm just trying to chill or whatever.
True. You know, that good music make you want to do a little something, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, y'all going to party with us tonight, man. Real talk for all y'all that don't go partying. Hey, y'all, you got to do is hit that number. We're going to ride it down like 4 flat tires tonight, man. But, yo, what you want to let them Birthmark fans know about the new project, the whole movement, the whole 9 yards, man?
Oh, yeah. We're official. We got the Study Buddy track that will be released Monday. I've been talking about that for a while. Study Buddy track will be released Monday. I got my song Geo, you know, aka Let's Go, you know what I mean? It's, you know, floating around or what have you. We got a show out there in Charlotte October 1st at Tremont Hall. So people definitely want to slide on out there for that. And September 24th, we out there in Cleveland, Ohio, baby. So like I say, be on the lookout for that. You know what I mean? They got your boy expanding, and I'm trying on my flying wings. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Okay. Oh, what's up? Real talk, man. Sure, man. Try them out, man. Because, yo, man, you just might like it, man. Flying is the only way to go, bro. Real talk. Once you fly one time, you're going to love it, man. Don't be like I was, though, man. I was taking early morning flights, man. You know what I'm saying? You get the morning flight, they give you some free drinks and shit. You be fucked up by the time you done landed in some way, you know. Hey. My first flight experience, I can't even tell you where the fuck I was going. I just know when I got there, I was fucked up. But it was live. You know, I had to fly about 3-4 times to realize, okay, this is what's up. But real talk, it is what it is, man. So it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely get it. It is. Like I said, man, we finna definitely crank this shit up. Real talk on WTDTA Radio. I'm going to take one more caller, and then I'm going to turn
Jay
this shit on.
My bad. My bad, Jay Dawg. Hey, I just wanted to give a big shout out. You know what I mean? Like I said, I know y'all got everything jumping on off this weekend. I was trying to make it out there to the A. Shout out, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? The whole way they do to that family. And Miss Rare Breeze, you know, hollered at my homegirl, Miss Juicy, from out there in New Orleans. I got Miss Juicy over there in the A town. So it's about to go down. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all definitely go out there, slide on out there and show support out there to the whole way they do to that movement and just everything that's going out there in the A-Town. And be safe, straight up.
That's right. Thanks. Be straight. The thing is, be safe, be straight, do what you got to do. We want to see y'all bright and early on Tuesday, man. We're going to ride this thing all through the weekend. But, yeah, we want everybody to be in attendance, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, for the folks out there, man, you know, real talk, they get paid to lock our black ass up when we get out of line. So don't even give me an excuse. That real talk. We're going to keep it up 100. That's job security. That's just real talk. So, hey, y'all know what y'all got to do, man. You know what I'm saying? Take, you know, if we get a little rowdy, take the shit on the inside. You know what I'm saying? You got a little homie to come over there and get a little out of line. You know what I'm saying? Let him cool off in the back. Real talk. Y'all know what you got to do. Like my man on New Jack City say, man, we all we got, man. We all we got. You know?
Straight up.
We all we got, man. We gotta hold it down. Real talk on where they do that radio. It's all about the urban experience. Y'all need to just get in where you fit in. I'm going to take one more call, and then we're going to go to the line, and we're going to definitely have it on WTDTA Radio. Y'all already know what it is. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 0087. You're definitely in the building on where they do that at radio. Who we got checking in, man?
Hey, what's up, Brother Jay?
Hey, man, feeling good, man. You know what I'm saying? That cold had been fucked up for a minute, but, hey, back.
I'm back,
man. Oh, I'm holding it up. Real talk. Damn, going to a doctor. Fuck that. I'm telling you, I got a phobia about doctors, man. I don't know about anybody else. Make me nervous, man. Cause
where do sick doctors go, right?
Yeah, man.
Who do sick doctors go to?
Man, yeah, exactly. And that's what I want to know. Where the fuck the doctors go to when they get sick? That's a good motherfucking question. Cause I'm just saying, I ain't been to a doc yet. I'm just saying, I ain't been to a doctor yet that said, you know what, J Dog, you straight. You can just go home, just take a rest, and you cool. That motherfucker's trying to write me for prescriptions for every goddamn thing.
Of course,
and
right?
That's what, yeah, man. And you know what? I remember being a kid, right? And I was like, man, I don't want to go to school today, so I'm going to go ahead and tell, you know, mom, stomach hurt. Man, she done wheeled my ass to the damn doctor, man. Doctor writing all kind of prescriptions. I'm like, damn, I ain't even sick. You know, a temperature. He done did all this shit, and I got a whole bunch of prescriptions. I'm like, damn. So when I got old, I'm like, fuck that, man. No, that motherfucker's trying to give me something for a reason. Oh, shit. I'm just, this is real. I mean, that's just me, man.
That's good to hear, though, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, that's what I'm saying. You got to keep yourself above the weather. We got to be over all this shit, man. It's a mind thing, man. It's like Debo. You be like, shut the fuck up. I'll be quiet. When he leaves, be talking to me. You know, it is what it is. When you do that radio, what's good with you, and tell the fans what's up, what's happening with you, man.
I'm living, man. I'm starting to feel more blessed as days go on, you know, like people just keep coming in my life and making a change, like, and it's always in a good way, you know. There's some people that's around, you know, just around, but for the most part, it's beautiful. I always have new people coming in and trying to better me as a person, so I'm here with my baby. She talking about I can't get out. Yeah, man. So that's really it, man. Tomorrow they got something called Hoodstock out here, which is going to take place in North Philly. So, you know, if you're in the Philadelphia area, come down to 29th and Huntington. Well, 29th and Lehigh, I'm sorry. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of performances down there. I got a performance that's going down.
Okay.
My homie Mav, he's going to hit the stage. And a lot more other people, man. Tonight, as a matter of fact, there's a big show out here, a big concert. It's called a Back to School Concert, you know, with Young Savage and ICH and all them, Jimmy the Saint. You know, shouts to them. Check out your YouTube, you know, search Young Savage, search Jimmy the Saint, search ICH,
search AYCHIZHS.
True.
Just try to get in touch with all the stuff that's going down in the Philadelphia area, man. Just type in Philadelphia music scene, man.
What's up, real talk? Philadelphia's definitely representing, coming in loud and clear, man. Your man Sheen says some real shit, man, and that's what I'm talking about, man. Classic moment. Dude definitely let everybody know what's up, what's happening, man. And you say, yo, you know what I'm saying? You really help, you know, help him in an aspect of really giving him some positive influence and motivation.
He said it best. He did say it best, yo, man. Because Sheen know, man, I told Sheen, like, Sheen saw me when I came back from Lancaster, right? When, like, when shit was going ballistic and my life was just in a different zone, like, that's when he like, met me, you know what I mean? Like, that's when I came home, and we used to just be kicking it, man. He would come around. We were kicking, and I told him everything that I planned to do. I told him, you know, all the steps that I was taking and how I planned to have this Watch Me thing touching everybody's home and stuff like that. And we were just talking about things like that, man. So basically, you know, he see I've been on my grind, so I guess he really respect that, man. So shouts to Sheen, man. He's the reason why I'm with you, Jay. You know that.
I know that, man. Like I say, man, yo, I've been telling folks, man, you guys got, man, it's a definite deep history with the artists here on where they do that radio, man. So I already know, man. And that's the realness right there, man. Like I told you, man, without you guys, there would be no us. As long as you guys keep bringing the real, showing us the real, and doing the real, we ain't going nowhere, man. Oh, that is real talk. But, yo, what we got to do, man, I got to jump back into this rotation right quick. I got to let the nation know what's up, what's happening, man. Real talk on WTDTA Radio is all about the urban experience. We want you to definitely lock in, do what you got to do, man. Like I said, we got the real artists doing what they do, holding it down. Matter of fact, I'm going to chop it down just like this.
Yeah. 2011. Open your eyes. I'm on it. Right. I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah. It's time to elevate. Let them make the change. I'm on it. Right. I'm on it. The word they don't want to hear it. Yeah. It's time to elevate. Let them make the change. First off, these niggas garbage. They rappers getting ballers. The game case, just a bunch of fags playing artists. Excuse me, it's heartless. The radios are racks, and these DJs spinning tracks just to satisfy the market. Time to let the truth out. You blind to who's true pal. Until you bust a move, and when it's time to pull them tools out, ride until the fuse out. The hours on the hoop route. Had days of my life a lot of niggas never knew about. Tell God set the flashlight. I know I ain't been acting right, but my only sin is hunger. So forgive me for my appetite. Every floor they stopping on, I'm elevating past they slice. So let them hate today. Hey, they'll kiss my ass tonight. Right.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on my paper chain. Right. I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on my paper chain.
Success. Best revenge expressions on the faces of those who chose not to invest in him. He'd be fucking priceless. But what about the pretend friends who mysteriously reappear once they hear that you're making eggs? You know the funny stuff, funny ass niggas. Nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Now, some of y'all probably like the show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you're not a contender, not in this chamber. More bars than a night scene. Nah, life hard, so we like green. Now, my team suck a free, but they don't like me. Cause we ain't trying to catch the case and fix that bright one. You get it right, man. Come on.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let me make the pace. I'm on it. Change. I'm on it. Hustle, never wanna call a fumble, gotta stay wise and humble. It's time to speak the truth.
afternoon. Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open our eyes. Never, I am way too clever. Live life like it's no tomorrow. My vision is getting much clearer. I'm tired of stress, and I'm riding better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is promised. Seems like we lost our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for a new beginning. You two trapped in the system. Whatever, but now I am living.
I'm living right, I'm running. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. I'm here. It's time to elevate. Let me make the change. I'm on it. Tell them all about it.
I'm married.
Off my grind, speak my thoughts through my rhyme. Sometimes the stress won't my mind.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
When I get this money, I'm getting paid. Just making my promise that you can see where I've been. No subliminals about you, what I mean is. Say that dad, so much in me attempting to take this kindness for a weakness I've always been propagated. This is not a secret, thought to give and to receive. This is how I keep it. For my family, I would bleed, taking pride in defense, not being offensive. It's all love with no time for friendship. Business minded as I'm on my business. When I thought I finished, I was born a leader, at times just limit. Pinky to the brain, tomorrow hasn't arrived. But they mind, I'm prepared to have this world in my pocket. Praying before I rest, my nights like New York, because I still haven't slept. My thoughts keep running as I'm facing success. All those months when I need, I'm starving. If they eat, I still feed.
Watch me. Sometimes
got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Most times
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
But sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Most times
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
But sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes I wonder why my mother's a bitch. Why? Never loved the race by my grandmother in the bitch. Sometimes I wish I never moved to PA so I could sit back with my little brother as he plays. Missed a lot of years, soaked in the depression, wondering if I made the right decision, life lessons. Would I have chose the music or the struggle? Either way, no matter what I do, it's still a hustle. Tried to give up on this music, but I couldn't. It's my life in therapy, therefore I probably shouldn't. Is it time being wasted? Just trying to make it. It's like this rap game is so damn racist.
Okay.
Not seeing the color of my heart, only my skin. Not knowing all the gutter that's held within. Like a life battle with cancer, I won't win. This a new chapter, so here's where I begin.
Sometimes
got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Most times
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
But sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Shorty gotta act, turn up, she gotta be back, girl, don't stop, go, shorty, shorty, go, shorty, shorty, I'm about to get up.
Open up the road.
it all those things. I'll jump back to my girl who's in real talk. Real talk. She better say some real shit. Double back, this is my damn ringtone. Constitution, which allowed every African American there, here in the United States and all across the globe that is actually born a U.S. citizen, to be part of their democracy. Well, I ain't gonna say democracy, but there's no democracy there. Part of their community in terms of the Constitution, which means legally, if you declared that you wanted to go back to the motherland, you can. And if you're willing to come and teach and help build what's there in that community, the monies that they are now holding, they will pay you to educate their up-and-coming soldiers. They will pay you in order to teach skills and so forth in order for them to survive because they're in an all-out race for survival. I want you to realize and understand what they're doing to Africa is what
they're going to hear standpoint. This is why.
Like my dreams, close my eyes and astral project on objects that seem so unreal. It's unsomething that you can't feel. I pull away from my bills. I can't pay the gas. I can't pay the phone. I want to pull out clones, but I ain't so violent, so I move in silence. Get my meditation on. This is how I'm feeling, so it's just the break of dawn. I want to crack with the sun. I own a planet. Sometimes I feel as though the galaxy owes me something. So I take off, I take off, I take off, I take off, I take off.
Like this, and why would you want to leave? Well, it's simple. I do not want to be in a place where I'm being told is democracy when it's really a dictatorship. And everybody knows it but me. I can get on a plane right now and fly to this country and go to several different countries, and they'll tell you, you have no idea what the world thinks about what's happening to you guys. And it's kind of like, it's sad that a lot of folks are too ignorant or don't even care or even are willing to stand forward with this. I want you to think about this. All these folks that we go down and extort and we, you know, we have wars with and this, that, and the other, there's a reason why we go down there, because, you know, there's a level of resistance. And guess what? They got guns too. And they ain't hearing that bullshit. So we got to come down there and wreck it. But they come back and tell us, oh, they were insurgents, they were potential terrorists. Right now, if you're not part of the weakness, you are the weakness.
Bring water!
I don't want to ride it. I don't want to ride
it. Nigga, we blow it.
I'm feeling so excited. Excited up and got it.
To the snow!
I'm telling me.
niggas with the brain. Just on my brain. Don't say it when it comes to lyrics. Say that it's the same. I don't wanna ride it. No, I don't wanna ride it.
Right.
No, I don't wanna write it. I'm off for the top in the future like a psychic. Tell them hoes fight it. No one fight it. Look in my eyes, homie. Ignite it. I start this shit up like an angel roaring. I'm on a bus, but I'm not touring. Ha, motherfucker, my skin is absorbing. Telling everything you're saying till it's not important. Ha, I come from the other side. Where the brothers died. Where they crucified. Niggas living in lies. Open your eyes. And when you realize. People are woken. But the truth has been spoken. I'm flipping like a token. Motherfucker, you know it. Explosive. I'm blowing like I'm on high voltage. You know it. You motherfuckers all choking.
I don't wanna ride it. I don't wanna ride it.
Street educated, a little book smart. They threw your vision not to tell who you are at heart. Emotional nigga, your mind never play a part. They gas you up, and then you let the semi fall. Black clouds every night, that's every hour. And when the rain, nigga, that's hell shower. Baby born with sin, that's the devil power. It only costs 8 coppers just to make a dollar. So when you talk money, I tell a nigga holler. You play the man, just so he can pop his collar. I'm on my grind, they ain't stopping never, never. I'm not watching the media, they lying on the weather. I'm on my own patch, I ain't to put puzzles together. Knowledge is the key, success is the answer. The root of all evil, and money what we after. We all go in the church, but where you going after?
She owns everything we need.
Ha! That's only 86. Somebody tell me where the cream went. Ha! I swear that shit is in the garbage can. I'm working like a harvest man. These motherfuckers know I am. Son of Sam, with my father dead. Ha! Shitting on these niggas. I mean, I'm shitting on these niggas. With the flow up, call me over the door. Hit you on the ropes, wake up and see your aroma. It's over. Y'all know.
Right now, if you, it doesn't matter what your age is, a 5, all up,
would it be?
You could be a 5-year-old or a 98-year-old, you know, elderly person. You can you're still deemed as the enemy. It's a domestic war. It's not a war with an outside enemy. The fear factor has been put into the place. When they showed us the towers coming down and this, that, and the other, they created this whole false war on terror to have you think that somebody's on the outside, like the boogeyman, is going to come and get you, when really the boogeyman is right here in front of you, leading you to the guillotine. We got to wake up, people. We got to wake up. That's just the only way this thing is going to go. I'm just going to just say, for personal references, I've already made plans for me and mine and my family.
Man, you
my
hear this
friends,
bullshit definitely. They be talking every day, man. It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Listen.
Bin Laden blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Tell the truth, nigga. Bin Laden then blow up projects. It was your nigga. Tell the truth, nigga.
The only people who don't want to disclose the truth are people with something to hide.
Many times people will say one thing when they mean another. But, you know, once in a while you'll catch somebody constantly making statements that cannot be true in any way, shape, manner, or form. And I want you to listen to this next clip. It's a very short one. It's about 45 seconds in length. The individual talking is President Obama. He's talking about his father, who served in World War II. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll get right back to you this, and we'll explain something to you right after this clip. So listen to this, please.
Then, you know, we're betraying what I think is a solemn pact that we make with our veterans. You know, my father served in World War II, and when he came home, he got the services that he needed.
Okay.
Look up to it. Listen, Obama's perfect for America. He's perfect. He's got those big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him. And he shits apple pie. He's perfect.
Talk, real talk, real talk. This is WTDTA Radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The time is 11:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the grind, yo. We definitely having fun. We definitely doing what to do. I hit you with some, yo, some joints from all of the great artists that definitely hear on where they do to that radio. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Mr. Sheen, if you out there, real talk, I'm still waiting on that gray day, my man. Yo, real talk, trying to get it in here, trying to see what's up, see what's happening. But like I said before, man, when we having a good time, you know what I'm saying, I'm feeling a little bit better, as you can tell. In the midst of all the greatness and all the stuff that you're hearing, I want you to understand and know what the business is. Now, I'm going to go ahead and go to bat and go ahead and say this, you know what I'm saying? It's no secret, you know what I'm saying? There's a reason why J-Dawg moves the way he moves and does what he does. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people that's in my corner supporting the movement on where they do that radio. I also got, you know, some folks that, you know, anytime I start speaking the truth and really start uniting these young minds to really take stock in what all this is about. Well, some folks at the top get a little nervous. They get a little anxious. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? We have a remedy for all that. Real talk. This movement is way bigger than anybody actually ever imagined. And just to prove a point, I got several different episodes on where they do that radio, starting from January of this year, going on down to the one you're hearing tonight. I'm not going to put the actual dates, only because those that have been riding with us know the dates that I'm talking about. We've had some very serious issues that we discussed, talking about the truth of the matter, the heart of the matter, everything from the industry inward and outward, and the responsibility of everyone that's in media. Now, real talk, you know what I'm saying, on where they do to that radio, in the realness of everything that we're spitting and everything that we're talking, we're driving home a message that you do definitely have a part in all this. You know, a lot of folks want you to realize, or they want you to not, I ain't going to say realize, they want you to think that pretty much, you know, it's all fun and games and it's just this, that, and the other. And I want you to know that from a person that's been exposed to a lot of different things in this industry, you know what I'm saying, the world is watching, the world is listening, you know what I'm saying, and real talk, the reason why they're looking and listening is because when you got 22 million listeners, for 2 hours out of every day, 365 days out of the week, coming into this thing, voicing their opinions, letting everybody know what's up and what's happening, what's going on in the community, what's going on in the music industry, what's going on as a whole. It's a lot of power, ladies and gentlemen. See, the slaves always really, is, we'll say it this way. The best way to make a slave, is to make them not want to be free. Don't you think about that for a second. You know, when you break down the mindset of the young men, turning them against each other, doing what they do, and you make them not want to be free, then you got the perfect prison because they no longer yearn for freedom. And I want to share something with you, you know, from everything from my man, what Mr. Sheen had said earlier, what he's been saying since he's been a part of where they do that radio, my man Manifest. Last night, definitely chopping it up, you know, been coming through, definitely dropping knowledge on us, the whole nine yards about Black Wall Street. Now, real talk, for all y'all that have not done your homework on Black Wall Street, you better open your motherfucking mind to some real shit. History has erased what Black Wall Street was all about. And what it was a revulsion. It was a point in time where we as a culture joined together and had our own shit. We had our own currency. We had our own commerce. We were self-sufficient, and they feared that. It wasn't bad enough that we broke away from the slavery mentality to stop picking the damn cotton and do for ourselves. But when we cut off that money supply, that's when shit got real. So they did everything in their power to erase that part of history, his story, out of the equation. Now, I've waited until the end of the week to bring this announcement out because, you know, I was waiting for certain things to come into play. Myself and about three different artists that's on Where They Do That Radio has been given an opportunity to be a part of the FTA show, and we're actually going to be doing some things I'm going to say right in the open. I'm going to say it that way. You know what I'm saying? J-Dog ain't going nowhere. So, you know, the powers that be, they know that. You know, they tried on four different occasions to shut the feed down. Yes, I'm talking about the feds. Yes, I said it. Yeah. Yeah, they did. You know, again, sometimes when you start talking too much of that real trill shit, you know what I'm saying, people get scared. You know, it's like Debo. You know, I'm like Smokey. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, shut the fuck up. I'd be quiet. But when he leaves, I'll be talking again, because the truth cannot be stomped out, erased. We got too many people, too much talent, too many people that have real shit to say that's going to say it. And it's our job to make sure that we have a venue in place where they can be seen as well as heard. So within these 22 million listeners that are on the air tonight, that's somebody's mother, that's somebody's brother, that's somebody's father, that's somebody that has something to say about what's going on in their community. And the things around them are telling them, oh, don't worry about it. Just be quiet. Just accept it. But something in your heart is telling you that you have to say something. You know what I'm saying? We either got to stand for something or fall for anything. My man Pac said it best. You know, we need to find something to stand for, or at least find something in this lifetime to be willing to die for. Real talk, it is what it is. Don't hate the messenger. And if you don't like the message, then do something about it. The truth is the truth. You know what I'm saying? We got so much talented youth that's out here, man. I've been listening. I get over 360 songs a day from local artists across the globe. We're just scratching the fucking surface of what's getting ready to hit place. And what's going to be happening in the next couple of weeks with coming out in the open, I'm going to be joined by one of the most controversial talk show guests that's out there in media today. And the reason why we've been invited to this panel has nothing to do with J-Dog, but it has everything to do with what you guys represent, which is this movement. We need to know. We need to tell the folks what's going on around them, you know, because there's a lot of bullshit that's being pumped into the media, being pumped throughout society, subliminal after subliminal after subliminal, all telling you what you can and cannot fucking do. When you're the ultimate decision maker, I want you to think about this. Anything that you always strive to do, you always knew that you could do it, is nothing that held you back. It was always someone else's perception of what you can or cannot achieve. So truly what's that saying is you're the one that decides what you can achieve and what you can't. Don't let something or someone else decide that for you. And just because it might not be politically correct or might not be consciously correct, you know what I'm saying, real talk. Yeah, it is true. I feel a lot of my youth when they say, well, you know what, everybody that actually stood up for something, you know, it ended up where they kind of got dealt with. Yeah, that's true. But like I just said, you got to be willing to stand for something, to fall for anything. And before this life is over, you need to have something in your life that you're willing to die for. Now, let's flip it all the way around. I'm going to share something with you that's deep, and I'm going to go to the line right quick. Don't let this movement impact you in such a way, yet you still stay stagnant and sit in the seat and speculate until it gets personal with you. Don't do that. I implore all of my listeners, don't wait until it becomes personal with you, then now you want to pick up your stake and do what you got to do. It should be already personal with you. The way we're portrayed in the media, the way we're portrayed throughout society, should be enough to make you want to stand up and do something, say something, be a part of something. Trust me, all the money in the world, think about this. All of, you know, my man said it best on the clip. He said the best way to get a brother to shut the fuck up is put money in his hand. You know why? Because he can't see past the damn money. That has been our motherfucking vice. It's a tool, y'all. We ought to use that shit to get us to the next level. Because trust me, what's on the other side? Man, you just do not understand. You know, you guys have fans in places that you don't even realize. You got people that listen to your music for so many different reasons because of the alternative, the message that you're putting out. So let's do something with that. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, it is what it is. I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? My man said it best. He said it best. You know,
Diller and Baller, and they were proud of it, and they didn't care. They wanted everybody to know who they were and what they did and how much money they had off of it, and they were promoting the hood and what they could do. Everybody was doing DVDs and letting everybody know what kind of people we are, how we get down, and who we got this many running with us, and they'll kill you or they'll beat you up, or we beef, and here's how we do it, and we're tatted up and we're crazy, and we got money, and we're criminals, and that was the thing, you know. And then all of a sudden, everybody has swagger, you know. Everybody had ice, everybody had swagger, and everybody had auto tune, and different things were being said, and different types of shows, and different types of remixes, and it was all for the clubs, and it was all on the radio. And then now, like, nobody wants to really hear it, or everybody would just rather dance. And then all the good rappers are gone, except for one. Except for one. And while all the other rappers are not getting shows or not getting good deals or getting jacked in their deals, there's one who is steady climbing, quietly. And then I remember there was a battle between that one and Nas. And he lost the battle. That one lost the battle. And then hip-hop continued to spin out of control. And then all of a sudden, that one was God MC. That one was the King of New York. That one became the one. So then I see these videos talking about that one being affiliated with Illuminati.
Real talk. This is not a fairy tale. This ain't some mystical shit. This is a real live trio shit. Y'all, if you have not learned anything, understand and know, this is the reason why our ratings have gone up. And this is the reason why in the next, mark my words, write it down, I don't care what you do, but mark my words. Today is September 2nd, 2011. We're on the threshold of the anniversary of 9/11. We got all these things getting ready to flood back into media. I want you to pay attention to the up-and-coming BET Hip Hop Awards. I want you to pay attention to the up-and-coming award show that's going to be coming out throughout the fall season. And I want you to think about Malcolm, Marcus Garvey, Dr. King. Think about all the things in history that you have learned about these three men and what it meant for our culture to be where we are today. And when these men and women who represent our culture for these nominations and these awards, take their awards, I want you to understand what they're being nominated for. Understand and know, do your research about the music that they are being nominated for. And I want you to do one thing. When they take their nominations and they do their speeches, I want you to think about the song that they was nominated for. And if it's not talking about some real, true shit, I want you to ask yourself the question, why? And with that, I'm finna go to request line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. Because real talk is something that we need to pay attention to. You know, so I'm going to let everybody soak that in for just a second. I'm going to let you get your mind right on that for just a second. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let everybody warm up, do what you got to do. I got a lot of more where that came from. Real talk, it is what it is. Matter of fact, I got a joint from my man Much Dog. The joint is called I Got This. So let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. This is WTBTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to the national artists that are changing the game.
Sleep your brain, make plans up. Somebody call his mom and tell him call a pastor. Tell a pastor call him all. So they can set up some arrangements to pick the boy up and put the boy in his place. Like flat bush running things, but this ain't no racing. Get me your way turning things like 50 in your face. I'm like a Mickey in your drink. Pull the blicky and let it play. I'ma spit until I'm eight. You be spitting and you say, no string church jazz, you that could stand up. All we need, Brooklyn, Flatbush, hands up. Tony Allen dance all the way to 98 to poppin'. Some keep it crackin'. Others bitch wrong. Pop that thing with a beast and roll up at your door. Smoke one, then we roll up at your door. Eat pop one, and then we turn the chick on. I rep when I'm gone till the day that I'm done. And that's Flatbush, Brooklyn, we can get it on. Yeah, NY, gritty, we can set it off. Happy, yo, I got this. These fools can't stop this. Anything you throw to me, I spit on it like hot. These dudes must be gone if they know it. Playing hard, down flat, like the bush strong throne. You can play like keys for them notes that you hold. And I don't need no hope. Matter of fact, cut it off.
What is Sound Exchange? Sound Exchange is a nonprofit performance rights organization. The U.S. Copyright Office designated Sound Exchange to collect digital performance royalties. That's the money that recording artists and copyright holders are paid when the sound recordings that they own or helped create are played on some digital services. It works like this. Let's say Billy writes a song and Jane sings it on a recording.
Get up.
When that recording is played on services like satellite radio, internet radio, cable TV music channels, or certain other places, those services are required to pay royalties. Billy, as the composer or songwriter, signs up with ASCAP, BMI, or CSAC, and they collect the money for him and his publisher. Jane, the recording artist, registers with Sound Exchange, which collects money for her and for the recording's owner. Let's say Jane recorded that song for a label, Toboggan Records. Sound Exchange pays 50% of the royalties to the label, the copyright owner of that recording. Sound Exchange also pays 45% directly to Jane and 5% to a fund which pay backup singers and session players. If Jane is independent and owns her own sound recording copyright, she keeps 95% of the royalties. The folks who stream recordings, like webcasters and satellite radio companies, are called service providers. They supply Sound Exchange with reports of use, listing sound recordings that they played, and send those in with the money they owe in royalties. Sound Exchange uses the reports of use to determine what Jane, Toboggan Records, and the fund are owed, and send them each a check. If Jane plays with the band, they split the royalties between them. Music, like songs or even symphonies. But Sound Exchange also pays the creators and owners of comedy, spoken word, and any other creative work laid down on a sound recording. But to receive these royalties, artists and sound recording copyright owners must register with Sound Exchange. Registration is fast and free, and the only way Sound Exchange will know where to send the money. Some artists and rights holders don't know they're entitled to these royalties or just haven't submitted the forms. Sound Exchange can only make sure they get paid if they're registered. So support the arts and tell an artist about Sound Exchange. And artists and rights owners, you may already have money waiting for you. Make sure to register so you can get paid when you get played.
This entire story, that every key point, decisions have to be made and things have to be implemented. And this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the beginning. Real talk. You know, I got a lot of people that I deal with in the industry that are from Korea, a lot of people that deal with, you know, a lot of different nations, and it is loud and clear that if this situation with the debt ceiling is not fixed, then only more turmoil is going to be created. And countries have already put their, they already put it out there. It's like, look, we in order to protect us, if it's me versus you, I choose me, because we can no longer support a nation that is hell-bent on brainwashing their people into thinking that what they're doing is right.
Fonte, you on the beat.
What up, Mike?
Hey, can I? I don't want to stop and bark on this one. It's real life right now. You know what I'm talking about? Look.
That ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz played in Love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. That ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz played in Love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. That ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz played in Love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. That ain't the kind of cat that really make love songs. But I'm feeling like Lorenz played in Love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. I know you like the real, I know you like how, I know you like now, I know you like why. But I am so for real, it is what it is. I wanna share some bills, I wanna share thrill. Yeah, share thrill, not just come to chill. You live where I live, let's get it done and do it right. Cause to me, a family is straight up different life. Don't mean to rush to do what I ain't got no kind of play. This check, fat folks dying every day. So I feel like, why should we push the mother? I want a woman, my boy be the mother. And you a damn cookin', ain't good looking.
Make a nigga love home.
this is why I'm in the rush to get that little bone. That ain't the kind of kid that really makes little stone. But feeling like the real estate and little Jones. You the kind of kid that make a nigga little home. This is why I'm in the rush to get that little bone.
Can you check for me? Hot tracks for your plate. Can you check? Speaking bars, I'm moving it out. Keeping you hoping to listen to listen and see just what I be talking about. LTP, I'm holding it. Underground, I'm holding shit. Filling my city, I'm keeping it with me. My target is the boomerang. I slow to open them up. Hard to hear, I'm flipping it up. Checking the ins and outs to every track so I can start ripping it up. Fit it low and see it's fresh. But you heard me hearing the fact. Living the top of the fashion is here. I'm giving it up and I'm taking it there. 36 the waistline. 20 for the waistline. Talking about the time of the day. You hear me okay? I'll tell you small. 6 years old, taking my shirt. I want the car, I'm doing the work. They're keeping me living, be working for more. I'll graze my soul in the days to just check my pen, check my pen. Draw my ink, I'll bleed my skin. Checking to see if I left it alone. Just to hear me banging again. Who you are? Fun to die. Hustle until the day that I die. Drop the attire I need to wear. I'm checking to see if you have on my side. Fresh Nikes on the rack.
This is your life.